第四篇
Passage 4
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Today, I will talk about the marketing around the world. As we all know, quality and customer satisfaction have become the key competitive weapons of this century. Few businesses will prosper in today's environment without a focus on quality, continual improvement, and customer satisfaction. Corporations across the globe have implemented quality improvement and satisfaction programs in an effort to reduce cost, retain customers, increase market share, and, last but not least, improve the bottom line. When total quality management swept through corporate America, the emphasis was strictly on product improvement. But product improvement on standard error wasn't the answer. Consider the case of Varian Associates, Incorporated, a manufacturer of scientific equipment. The company put 1,000 of its managers through a 4-day course on quality. Varian went about virtually reinventing the way it did business, with what seemed to be stunning results. On-time delivery was boosted from 42% to 92%. The time it took to put out new designs was cut by 14 days. However, producing quality products wasn't enough. Obsessed with meeting production schedules, the staff didn't return customers' phone calls, and the operation ended up losing market share. The drive for quality was often a product-oriented, mechanistic exercise that proved meaningless to customers. And quality that means little to customers usually doesn't produce a payoff in improved sales, profits, or market share. It's wasted effort and expense. Today, the new mantra is return on quality, which means two things. One, the quality delivered is the quality desired by the target market. And two, the added quality must have a positive impact on profitability. The key to making return on quality work is marketing research. It is the mechanism that enables organizations to determine what types and forms of quality are important to the target market. An inextricable link exists between customer satisfaction and customer loyalty. Long-term relationships don't just happen, but are grounded in the delivery of service and value by the firm. Customer retention pays big dividends for the organization. Costs fall because firms spend less funds and energy attempting to replace defectors. Steady customers are easy to serve because they understand the modus operandi and make fewer demands on employees' time. Increased customer retention also drives job satisfaction and pride, which lead to higher employee retention. In turn, the knowledge employees acquire as they stay longer increases productivity. A Bain & Company study estimates that a decrease in the customer defection rate by 5% can boost profits by 25%. The ability to retain customers is based upon an intimate understanding of their needs. This knowledge comes primarily from marketing research. For example, British Airways recast its first-class transatlantic service based upon detailed marketing research. Most airlines stress top-of-the-line service in their transatlantic first-class cabins. British Air research found that most first-class passengers simply wanted to sleep. British Air now gives premium flyers the option of dinner on the ground, before takeoff, in the first-class lounge. Once on board, they can slip into British Air pajamas, put their heads on real pillows, slip under comfortable blankets, and then dream a beautiful dream, enjoying an interruption-free flight. On arrival, first-class passengers can have breakfast, use comfortable dressing rooms and showers, and even have their clothes pressed before they set off for business. These changes were driven strictly by marketing research. This is the realities of marketing and sales in today's world.